Good morning. Thank you, Anthony Fess, for inviting me back for Vegan Animal Liberation commentary today on the Morning Mix on KPFA. I'm Bob Linden, host of Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden, and as a broadcaster, pseudo-journalist, and animal advocate, I am very concerned about constitutional issues, freedom of speech, freedom of the press, freedom to assemble. In fact, I've been arrested half a dozen times myself under unconstitutional municipal codes. I've talked extensively about all of this on my radio program, and I invite you to listen to archives at goveganradio.com. But I must warn you that listening to Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden may be a violation of the Animal Enterprise Terrorism Act. And as a listener, you may be classified as a terrorist. ALEC, the American Legislative Exchange Council, representing the special interests of corporate animal abuse, wrote this unconstitutional law that Bush signed, and if your actions, like my radio show, negatively impact the profits of a so-called animal enterprise, it could be a McDonald's, it could be a fur farm, it could be a vivisection lab, it could be a factory that manufactures rabbit's foot keychains, well, then you could be charged as a terrorist. It's happened to animal advocates merely engaging in free speech, such as writing animal rights slogans with chalk on the sidewalk. The Animal Liberation Front, or ALF, has been designated America's number one terrorist group, even though no human or other animal has ever been hurt or killed in any ALF action, whether that be direct liberation of animals or property destruction. The credo of the ALF is nonviolence, yet it finds itself at the top of the terrorist list. Not some neo-Nazi fascist white supremacist lunatics, not Monsanto, not the Republican Party, not the Democrat Party, who have collaborated to destroy the Constitution. And call me unpatriotic, but I still believe in the Constitution. Oh, so who introduced the Animal Enterprise Terrorism Act in Congress? Yes, it's that cheerleader for secret government, domestic spying and war, liberal California Democrat, LOL, Dianne Feinstein, no friend to the Constitution and no friend to animals. When she was a San Francisco supervisor, she actually supported pound seizure. If you lost your puppy or kitten and he or she wound up at a shelter, Feinstein wanted those animals to go to research labs for painful and lethal experimentation. And now she gives us the Senate version of the Egg Products Inspection Act, or S-820, H.R. 1731 in the House. Horrific legislation that condemns billions of chickens to torturous concentration camp conditions forever. Well, with liberal Democrats like Dianne, not so Feinstein, who needs extremist Republicans? And with friends of chickens like the Humane Society of the United States, well, who needs egg farmers? HSUS, with its pig farmer vice president, now seems to be acting as a PR firm for the meat industry and has partnered with United Egg Producers on this one to further the agenda of those who profit from the massacre of chickens. Please visit StopTheRottenEggBill.org, and please realize that no matter what anyone says, including the Humane Society of the United States, there is no humane meat. The terms humane, cage-free, free-range, organic are delusional. They're there to make us feel good about rape, mutilation, torture, and murder, which are all unavoidable ingredients in all animal products. If we want to remove ourselves from causing the violent suffering and killing of the harmless innocent, well, we can't pay someone to do it behind windowless walls. We can't subsidize it. All we have to do is go vegan, and there are so many reasons to go vegan, so please listen to the archives at goveganradio.com. I'm Bob Linden. Peace.